Skies Athens office. If you know your extension, please dial it now. Otherwise, either remain on the line or dial zero. If it is after normal business hours and an emergency, you can contact the Cincinnati office at 513-421-4310.
Your call will be transferred to the attendant.
Hello, FBI.
Hi, this is Chad Kister at 4592 Bessemer Road, Nelsonville. And I have a hostel that I've just started, and there's a hostel tenant he's not a tenant, that's very important legally, a hostel guest, and basically have the same rights as a motel or hotel owner towards this individual, Tim Shields. And he was searching all over my property when I told him not to. I told him repeatedly that the number one rule is not to break into my apartment. He kicked down the door to my apartment while I was here, breaking and entering. I also considered it an act of terrorism under the USA Patriot Act, and certainly aggravated menacing and others. And I called the sheriffs, and they didn't do anything about it. Sergeant Rodney Smith said, oh, it's awful draconian to drag someone off to jail. Why don't you just sit down and talk to him about it? And this is a guy that just kicked down the door to my apartment. And now this guy is continuing to come back and threaten and menace my other hostile guests. There's someone from Germany staying here. And I need the sheriffs to do their duty. And that's where the FBI does have the authority to intervene and just to make sure that the sheriff's office does their duty to keep me and my all the other guests in my hostel safe. And so I really need the FBI's help to deal with this, because I've been critical of the sheriff. I have that right under the First Amendment. I've also been very supportive of some of the stuff he's done, such as the environmental officer he's hired, and many other things, like when he did get a conviction for a guy who threatened to kill me about a year ago. But this is just unconscionable. I mean, this guy kicked down the door to my house, and the sheriffs won't do anything about it. And he's still got his stuff causing in my house, causing lots of damage, and I have the authority to throw it on the street because he's not considered a tenant under the law, and I do have the rights as a motel or hotel owner to do that. But the sheriffs have been threatening, and he's been threatening me not to do that, that I have to go through the court process. And so I'm kind of stuck, and it's a major safety issue. And I certainly would consider it an act of terrorism. If you read the USA Patriot Act, it would definitely fit the definition as an act of terrorism. And I do hope the FBI takes it seriously.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good day.
Are you going to do something?
No.
Why?
Sir, I'm not getting into it with you.
Why?
This is something that we do not get involved in, and you need to keep it's a local law enforcement issue.
Yeah, but when local law enforcement fail to do their duty, the FBI does have the authority to intervene.
We're not getting involved.
Or you need to. You're in dereliction of duty now. Can I get your name?
No.
Well, you're committing a crime, and dereliction of duty is a crime.